Joining me on the line, I've got David Stultz, the Baxter County OEM director. David, you were just telling me you just got off the line with some folks in 5 South at Salesville and Briarcliff remains closed.
Yes, sir. So that that area in between Briarcliff to Salesville, there, Highway 5 South and Scenic Drive is where Briarcliff entrance is, the main entrance there. That area is closed. There's still a major power line down that NAEC folks are working on. They had to get some special equipment in, to my knowledge, to fix that situation. It is still closed to anybody unless it's local through traffic. They'll let those folks, you know, if you live down that way, they'll let you through there. But anything other than that, they're turning them back around. So if you're needing to get to the North Fork area or that southern part of the county, you'll want to take 201 would be your best way to get down that way.
And just to explain this to our listening audience, now we're not just talking about standard power poles, like wooden poles.
Yeah, no, it's not just the ones that you know, that you see every day running through the city. It's the big 600s that you see that are, you know, the multi poles. You know, I forgot what those lines are called, but those ones that run through a lot of our fields, a lot of the mountains that you see as you're driving down the southern part. It's the bigger ones. I guess it takes a special piece of equipment in order to work on those, to fix them and to clean up and everything. So totally different than what you see as you're driving around the city limits.
David, talk to us about some of the other reports of damage and things that your office has been dealing with throughout the afternoon.
So there is significant damage, obviously, down there in Salesville, Briarcliff, Tracy, Buford, Sycamore Springs area, Norfolk. That area did get hit significantly. There's multiple houses. I couldn't give you an exact number right now as far as homes, but there is significant damage down there, specifically to structures. A lot of trees down, a lot of power lines. In the eastern part of our county, Hand Cove area, that one, there is some trees, you know, on top of houses, and not as many homes torn up, but there's a lot of trees down in that area, or was, I should say. They took care of clearing out the roadways the best they could. Our sheriff's office, our law enforcement, Arkansas State Police did a phenomenal job. Since 4 this morning, there's still a lot of folks out working to clean up the area. We even had other county fire departments. We had Searcy County here. We had Izard County here, Fulton County, you know, Jeep, Biola, Oxford Fire Department, Melbourne Fire Department. Those folks helped us out tremendously in the Buford area, showing up on side-by-side doing search and rescue. And they pretty much cleared the whole entire Buford city by themselves with the help of Pineville and Calico Rock FD. So we've had a number of agencies coming in, surrounding counties, helping us through this whole situation.
Do you got any updates on reports for injuries from EMS?
So as of this moment, this number's probably gone up. I haven't spoken with our medical personnel at the hospital within this hour yet. But the last I had heard, the last reporting numbers, we had 17 injuries, and we did have one fatality, unfortunately. But we've had 17 injuries with what happened here in Baxter County. Majority of those being minor, to where they were checked out at the hospital and discharged, which is very, very good.
Yes, sir. Well, David, I'm sure you and your team has a long night ahead of you. We appreciate you taking a minute to update us.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And if you haven't heard, you know, there is more storms coming in, 6:30 they're projecting to come into our area again. So I will say, if anybody needs notifications, weather notifications, sign up for Nixle. You know, text your zip code to 888-777. You're automatically opted in, and hopefully we can avoid some of the injuries and things like that we had in this first go around.